Hello, and welcome back to Reality Check. I must say, since the last episode, I've been debating in my own head if I was a little too harsh with my condemnations of religious and political influences. I wondered if, in trying to explain a very real concern, I might have overstepped or inadvertently insulted people who might have been listening. If you don't know what I'm referring to, please check out episode 9, which are my thoughts on unearned guilt, where for the second half, I specifically called out religion and social justice for being two of the main non-interpersonal dispensers of unearned guilt. So I re-listened to the episode again, and I felt a little bit better about it. I realized that I was never insulting, even accidentally, any people. I only ever mentioned ideas, psychologies, philosophies. Yes, someone can still get offended by that, of course. People can get offended by literally anything on earth if they're so inclined. But in making sure to keep my criticism aimed specifically at ideas rather than people, I hope most people listening understood my intentions and focus. So that's just a little behind-the-scenes look at how my mind works, how I apply the principles that I mention on here on a weekly basis. I felt worried that I may have done something wrong. I went back, reviewed the evidence, realized that I can rationally stand behind everything I said, and decided that my worry was unjustified. I controlled everything I could control and chose to forget things that I couldn't, such as people misconstruing my words in order to get offended, yada yada. By the way, I'm planning on elaborating in more detail about the process I just went through there next week, so if that piques your interest, please stay tuned. This week, however, I have a question here about job interviews. It reads, I always get nervous ahead of an interview. There are so many different pieces of advice out there to remember, and some of them seem contradictory, none of which make it any easier to prepare for them. What is your opinion on it? Yeah, this topic is something we all grapple with, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of books written on the topic. I will say up front that I don't consider myself an expert on, like, you know, quote-unquote, the best way to interview. And I've only been on maybe a dozen interviews throughout my life. So what I'm saying is I'm not someone who could write a whole book on it. I have, however, gotten every job that I've interviewed for with, you know, minimal fuss. So I do think I can give some general psychological advice that will help most people relax about them. As a final caveat, I realize that some industries have insanely rigorous interview processes, where there's like 5 or 6 callbacks or phases or whatever. I've never been through that, so some of what I'm talking about might not fit that kind of, you know, exacting scrutiny. But I would say that I have a good handle on the general concept of interviews and how people should approach and prepare for them. Okay, so the first thing you need to do is understand the nature of a job interview. So many people view interviews as this hyper-intimidating event where authority figures are going to sit in judgment of you from on high. Other people seem to view them as this test that they need to pass, as if the questions that employers ask are all trick questions, with only one right answer, and that they're looking to find any reason they can to disqualify you. These kind of views all start from the same narrow point of view. They take the fears of inadequacy or the anxiety of wanting to come off as perfect and turning the whole thing into a me versus them showdown. Part of this problem stems from our schooling system, which stresses mindlessly doing what you're told and getting the best grade possible, and never truly caring if you understand the actual concepts involved. Employers basically just become the new teachers, and getting the job is analogous to, you know, acing the exam. Except that's not at all what's really going on. Employment is a contract. It's an exchange between two consenting people or parties. Yes, if you do get the job, the employer gets to tell you how he wants the job done, but before that power dynamic exists, it's all supply and demand, and you're the supply. Employers want workers, and they compete for quality labor just as much as potential employees compete with each other for job slots. What that means is that when you're looking for a job and you're going on interviews and all that, you're looking to sell yourself to the highest bidder. In order to get a fair deal for your time, your energy, your intelligence, you have to view it as a transaction. Nothing more, nothing less. So once you view it all like that, it seems silly when people view employers in an interview as this intimidating authority figure giving you some arbitrary pass-fail based on questions they ask you about your biggest weaknesses and where do you see yourself in 5 years. They have something that you want, and you should have something that they want. The interview is just the start of the negotiation, and those employers are just normal people who want to make more money. Your job is to convince them that with you on their team, they will make that money. So once you reorient your view to match the reality of the situation, how do you prepare? Well, if you've already scheduled an interview, that means that your resume and cover letter made it through the company's filtering process. And what that tells you is that you no longer need to, you know, quote unquote, get noticed or work hard to prove that you're worth giving a shot. This is it. The interview is your shot. So congratulations. So now it's not about justifying yourself. It's about convincing them that you're going to be a kick-ass addition to the team. Someone that's not only worth paying money, but in fact, they might even be getting someone as valuable as you for a bargain. So how do you do that without coming off as arrogant, especially in some artificially bravado kind of way? Well, first, you actually need to feel confident going in. And to get to that point, you need information. You should know yourself pretty well, but you also need to know them. You need to know their company as much as possible, which means visiting their website, reading their mission statement to find out what's most important to them, you know, etc. You need to learn about that company, and even the specific person you'll be interviewing with, if possible, you know, like some sort of creepy stalker. You may never talk about anything you learn in this preparation phase within the interview itself, but that doesn't really matter. What matters is that you'll be heading into it with the confidence of, you know, I can talk to these people about whatever they want to talk about. Of course, that brings us to the next big preparation point, and this is actually what not to do. This is going to sound a little counterintuitive, especially if you've ever bought one of those How to Answer All Interview Questions books. But basically, you don't want to rehearse answering questions ahead of time. Now, isn't that the opposite of preparing? That sounds like I'm saying not to care and just go in without thinking about anything, right? Not at all. And here's the distinction. If you prepare by absorbing information about the company and the people, and if you go in with a general idea of how you want to present yourself, you know, and what you think is important, you'll be able to answer those questions just fine. Here's why you shouldn't rehearse. The last thing you want to come off as is robotic, as in, you know, you've clearly practiced this answer in a mirror earlier in the day, or disingenuous, which sends out the vibes that deep down, you're just telling them what you think that they want to hear rather than being honest about it. An interview is the employer's chance to put a face and a personality to the resume. If all you are is a rehearsed question answer, then how are you any more distinct than your piece of paper resume or than the other people who are also interviewing for the same job? The interview is your chance to stand out and to show them the unique person you are and the unique point of view that you'll bring to the job. Your resume got you in the door by describing your skills and your employment history, but your personality is going to get you the job. When employers ask you questions, they aren't necessarily looking for the, you know, quote-unquote right answer. They're looking for you to surprise them, either with your general vibe, such as, you know, if you answer in an upbeat or an attentive or enthusiastic way, or by answering their questions in inventive and creative ways. Most of the time, you can't rehearse that, and if you do, unless you're some incredible actor, it's going to come off like a used car salesman. So if the employer asks a question that you can't answer immediately, it's okay to pause for a moment and, you know, truly consider it before answering. It's even okay to say, I don't know, if you can't really think of something. Just offer the best answers that you can, with as positive an attitude as you can muster. Now, some people do ask scripted questions, like, what is your biggest weakness? Questions like these are sort of trick questions, in that they expect you to come up with some bullshit response where you say something like, I'm too much of a perfectionist. Something that you're clearly bragging, but obnoxiously trying to frame it as a weakness. These people aren't stupid. In fact, if they're running a successful business, they're probably smarter or at least more experienced than you, so don't insult their intelligence. Your teachers may have bought into that crap, but these people won't. Instead, try to be as honest as you can, you know, without going overboard. So if they ask you for a weakness, give them a real weakness. Say something like, I've noticed that I sometimes get overwhelmed if I'm given a dozen tasks at once, and I find it hard to know which task should have priority. But I've been teaching myself new techniques to combat that issue since my last job, so I'm eager to prove myself to myself that I can multitask more efficiently. You see how in that answer there's a self-awareness present. There's also honesty, which is very important if this employer is going to trust you to be on his or her team. And there's the idea that you're already on top of things, finding ways of improving without having to be taught or commanded. You get so much more out of an honest answer than you do out of some rehearsed bullshit answer. And part of answering questions honestly and in the moment is body language. If you walked in there and just regurgitated answers, you would come off as stiff and devoid of humanity. But if the employer gets to watch you hear the question, process it for a moment, maybe even stumble over your thoughts briefly before coming up with a good answer, that gives them a glimpse of how you're going to operate once you have the job. He or she just threw a bunch of little problems at you to figure out in the form of questions, and observed you problem-solving them in real time. So ultimately, it's not just the words themselves that are important, but it's how you arrive at those words that matters. So far, I've just basically said, be yourself. And I stand by that advice wholeheartedly, but I will say something that's specific for this point in history. Apathy and entitlement are running rampant, especially for people in their teens, 20s, and even some in their early 30s. If you can effectively communicate enthusiasm and a strong work ethic in an interview, you've already beaten out half of your competition. So what does that look like? All right, well, things like making and holding eye contact, emoting appropriately, such as making sure you look like you're listening intently when he or she is speaking, sitting up straight, or even leaning forward a little in your seat slightly, almost as if you're ready to stand up and start working right away because you're so excited. Also, very importantly, no mumbling. It's better to talk more slowly and deliberately than to mumble. It's okay to trip over your words, as I do, obviously, from time to time, as long as you go back and slowly correct yourself in order to get the message across clearly. Nothing says, I don't care, like someone who mumbles or avoids eye contact. And really, that's all employers want more than anything. They want you to care. They can and will teach you most of what you need to know to do the job. What they're searching for is a quality human being that takes pride in their work. And these days, that kind of person is in short supply. And of course, after the interview concludes, you should write a thank you email, and once again tell them that you're eager and excited to hear back about getting the job. If you don't hear back within a week or week and a half or so, write a follow-up email. Or if you're feeling particularly bold, you could try calling the guy or gal up and check back in. Ultimately, as in any negotiation, the only things you have control over are yourself. You can't and definitely shouldn't try to manipulate their decision-making process. All you should do is make sure that you do everything you can on your side to present as a quality person. It's very much like dating, actually. You show the other person the best version of yourself without lying or pretending, and hope that they like what they see. And just as in dating, if they pass you over, oh well. There are plenty of fish in the sea. All right, well, that went a little longer than I originally thought it would. who knew I would have so much to say about job interviews? All right, so until next time, have a good week.